Welcome to the Guitar Graffiti Web Radio. I'm Chris Spedding, and I'd like to talk about an upcoming album that I'm doing for myself. We haven't got a label to put it out yet, and this is still early days. Let's see, we're in April now, and this April 2000, this probably won't be even out until the end of the year 2000. But it's an album that has been a long time in the making. Usually, when I would do some of my more bluesy type of stuff at home, I would send a copy of it to my friend Philip Rolt, who I've known ever since I played with Memphis Slim with him in 1970, when I played alongside the guitar player from Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green. Later on, I played with Mickey Baker with him. So I've known him a long time, and we both sort of share a liking for the blues. But I would do these songs, and they wouldn't be suitable for my albums. Or maybe I would put one on them, like Louisiana was kind of a bluesy thing, or let's see, I can't really think of any others now, but sometimes I'd do a kind of rhythm and blues rootsy type of song on one of my albums, you know, like Cat Sack Train or something, or Shot of Rhythm and Blues or something. Just one song on the album. But I always used to do these little demos, and I used to send them to Philippe. And he kept them all. And when we met up, when I moved to Los Angeles, he got them all out and said, look at all these songs you sent me. There's enough songs here to do an album. Well, most of the songs were songs that I hadn't written. And I'd never really done an album of songs that I hadn't written. So what I'm in the middle of doing right now is to do an album of the blues songs that I really, really like, that I've really been favorites of mine over the years, and that I've worked up my own little arrangement of. And that's what's going to be coming out, hopefully very soon. It's going to be quite a different album, because I don't usually do lots of blues rootsy stuff. It's got a Freddie King instrumental on it called The Stumble. I don't usually record instrumentals. There's quite a lot of guitar playing on it. And there's just one song that I wrote on it, which seems to fit the rhythm and blues sort of style. So since I'm in the middle of doing that now, I just thought I'd like to talk a bit about it.